Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I do want to open, you know, with the Michigan talk. And what we presented there in the crosstalk with, you know, our buddies there on the Valeni show.
I find it
interesting because, you know, Michigan heading into this year really was down in the dumps. Like, they weren't supposed to be a factor in the Big Ten. Michigan State was clearly the sexy pick. Purdue with some seniors and obviously some young talent.
Maryland was a popular pick.
Yeah, Michigan was a total afterthought in the Big Ten. Maybe get to 19, 20 games and you're talking, or 20 wins, I should say, and you're talking about a really good year.
Right.
To be at 30 wins with this team, looking and seeing what Xavier Simpson, you know, was earlier this year and some of the freshmen that have come along.
A non-starter he was.
Absolute. Couldn't even be on the floor.
Right.
Let's be real. Eli Brooks was the starting point guard for a hot second there. To where we are now out in L.A. for a chance to go to the Elite Eight with 30 victories on the season, another Big Ten tournament title. I'm curious if even with a loss tonight, is this season a massive success for the Michigan basketball program? Or is it the opposite end where, hey, things change during a season. They're now in a very good position to potentially win it all. I want more, and I won't accept the defeat over the next two games. The phone number is 248-539-9797.
I basically see the two sides you're presenting. Is it all just gravy now?
Uh-huh.
Or are you getting greedy now? Is it gravy now? Like, it's all gravy.
Of course you would incorporate some sort of
food. Basking in gravy or now? Uh-uh. No. You don't get many opportunities like this. Now you got to get greedy. 248-539-9797. And I will say this. Going back to before the season, you're right. I remember seeing the – I think in the Big Ten, I think Michigan was picked like – 6, 7, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8, somewhere around there,
yep.
Not even anywhere near the top 25. And I do remember being, and I'm not doing revisionism, I didn't think they were going to be all this, but I do remember thinking, I think they're a little bit better than that. Aren't they like only 7th or 8th in the Big Ten?
Mm-hmm.
Because Wagner, I did figure, they didn't bring back DJ Wilson when they thought they maybe were. And so I did think they were a tiny bit underrated at the start of the season. I did not think this at all. And if you want the honest answer, because I'm allowed to crawl into the mind of the Michigan fan.
Of course, yeah.
Right?
Well, because you are, yeah.
Yeah, sure, right, yeah, yeah. Please. I would say 85% of Michigan basketball fans already consider it a success. A unilateral absolute success, A, for the Big Ten tournament, B, for the 30 wins, and C, for beating Michigan State twice. That's how they view it. An absolute success. That said, you don't get many chances. If I were you, I'd go ahead and sit down and be awful greedy tonight.
See, and I'm kind of in the greedy category. You know?
Oh, so you don't think it's a success?
I think that they've done a tremendous job, but I also think what we saw basically after the first of the year, right, where for a two-month span, they looked like possibly the best team in the country. I mean, all year long we've talked about, you know, Michigan State being a team, but they had their moments where they didn't look like an elite team. Duke went through a lot. Villanova, I don't think, always looked dominant. This is truly a year where it is wide open for a team, you know, like a Michigan, or heck, even if Texas A&M gets a win tonight, a team like them who, you know, have been able to have a tremendous, you know, kind of finish here to the season as they got healthy. Now that you're open to that and a bunch of the big teams have been eliminated, I do think that it would be a failure at this point to at least not get two more wins, to get out of this weekend and get to San Antonio.
You would even use the F word, failure.
I would, yeah.
Because
at this point.
Right, right. I don't know. I get what you're saying. And it is wide open because I think there are really only, as far as uber talented, there aren't any like the North Carolina team or whatever a few years ago. But I think the two best teams right now in talent-wise and every other way are Villanova and Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to. You
and Kentucky's surging a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
but they're in the other bracket. Yeah. But you wouldn't face Villanova or Duke, and you'd only face one until the championship game. So, mm-hmm. from that regard, it is. And Gonzaga maybe sitting there if you win tonight. Gonzaga plays Florida State. I think the Zags are pretty damn good, but not overly. They lost four of their top eight scorers from last year, the team that went to the national mm-hmm. title game. So, it is. It is as ripe for the picking as you can. So from that standpoint, I wouldn't use the F word, a failure, but I bet Beilein would be kicking himself pretty severely if they lose that game tonight, because they would know what's sitting right there on the table.
Plus, at this point, you've been given a second life. You know, like the shot that Jordan Poole hit. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure you know, the biggest Michigan basketball fan I know, Jeff Rieger, you, anyone watching that game, you saw Houston celebrating as if it was over. Michigan had a glimpse of what it was like to be 6 feet under and headed home and not playing at all this weekend.
Yep.
I think that is something that can potentially propel a team. To not use that, to not use, you know, this extra opportunity, I think would be a huge waste. Plus, you've beaten Michigan State twice. You've beaten Purdue and played them extremely tough the two times that you played them in the Big Ten Conference. You can beat elite teams. I think they've proven that they can hang with anyone.
They have, and it does give you pause, though, the way they played the first mm-hmm. weekend against Montana, which that game made your eyes bleed.
Brutal.
And they did pull it out, but it was a little bit of a fist fight against Houston. And if you're looking for reasons to be concerned, tonight's game's going to be a bit of a fist fight, so to speak, with mm-hmm. Texas A&M. Big, tough, imposing front line, a 6'9 guy, the whole guy that can shoot. And them, I think A&M and Michigan have the two best defenses left in the tournament. If you struggled to get your shot going the first two games, what about tonight? That's the thing. Listen, I took Michigan to advance and lose to Gonzaga, so I'm going to stick with that. But that would concern me tonight. Michigan, you just assume their shot's going to come back. Come on, right? Wagner's going to get a shot. Are you positive about that? I'm not positive about
that. See, and I'll tell you why I'm not concerned. We can do that coming up. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Again, is this season already a success? Even if Michigan loses tonight, what they've been able to do so far, as a Michigan fan, are you essentially satisfied with it? And you know, if you want.
Come on, use my line. Use mine. Come on. Come on.
Is it gravy or are you being greedy? And now I feel dirty. 248-539-9797.
Good job, kiddo.
How concerned are you heading into this battle with Texas A&M? Spokane Wojo, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.